The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook, and we are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. D. Mace is here. How we doing, D. Mace?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful.
Willie D. is here as well. How we doing, Willie?
Good morning.
Nick Keyser behind the glass. How we doing, Nick?
I'm doing great, guys.
Love to hear it all. And I think that the most fascinating, and we're not even in the real offseason, but we're in the Titans offseason.
Uh-huh.
The most fascinating offseason storyline is the quarterback carousel and really how little we know about it. Derek Carr's situation is kind of up in the air with Vegas. He wrote his goodbye letter to the Raiders and his goodbye letter to the city of Las Vegas, yet the Raiders haven't granted him permission to seek a trade. We'll get into more of that. Tom Brady, what's his situation? We'll get into more of that. And I think Aaron Rodgers' future is also a very interesting offseason storyline to follow because we learned some news over the weekend. Adam Schefter reporting his future may or may not be with the Green Bay Packers. This was Adam Schefter.
Well, listen, it's a real possibility. I think there are people around the league who believe, ultimately, that Green Bay is going to trade Aaron Rodgers. He certainly sounds like a quarterback who is prepared for that possibility. But at some point here, in the coming days, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are going to have to sit down and have an open, frank discussion about what each side wants to do moving forward. And there are people who believe the Packers are open to trading him, and there are people who believe that Aaron Rodgers would like to finish his career somewhere else. We haven't heard either side address that specifically. It's just out there, as it was a couple of off seasons ago with Aaron Rodgers. And until we hear otherwise, that will continue to remain a possibility for a variety of reasons driven by the numbers involved, the salary cap situation, his contract, the state of the franchise, his own feelings. But the idea that Aaron Rodgers could be traded this offseason is a very real possibility.
Okay, very real possibility.
Classic Adam Schefter lingo.
Hold on.
A very real possibility. It's possibly that it could be real.
He just, really possible?
He always hedges his bets. That's I'm not a Schefter fan. I'm just throwing that. I had trouble controlling myself sometimes.
Didn't they have like a 10-hour meeting after the season was done?
They
like
did.
Aaron Rodgers and the organization. What more, after having, and I exaggerated with the 10 hours, but it was at least, you know, 3-4 hours of meeting him going to the facility, then leaving, coming back, having more meetings. What else do you need to meet about? I thought you would have stated your claim, whether you were the organization or Aaron Rodgers. Hey, listen, I want to be here, but if y'all feel y'all need to make moves, I'm open to it. Just let me know. And vice versa, you know. What more do we have to meet? I would be like, listen, I don't need to meet no more. You meet my agent. We've already talked. If you want to talk, we can do Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, but I'm not coming to the building no more.
I have a feeling that Aaron Rodgers isn't the one going to be frustrated with the meetings because he's probably the one that's making it difficult.
Yeah.
I don't know that. But, you know,
But I'm with you on that one. I suspect.
It's probably not the Green Bay Packers that are being the difficult ones to deal with. But I will ask you this question because this is a conversation we had this time last year. The Aaron Rodgers saga is a conversation that we've been having this offseason and the last two off seasons prior to that. But should the Tennessee Titans be in the mix for Aaron Rodgers?
You know what? I'm on the fence with this one. If they made the move to try to bring him in, I wouldn't be upset. If they didn't, I wouldn't be upset at this point. Ran and Mike are going to do what's best for this team moving forward. But it's going to be a long process in the sense of, yes, you want Aaron Rodgers, but you got to figure out what then to do with Ryan Tannehill and his contract. Do you have a potential trading partner? Are you trading? Are you just swapping quarterbacks and potentially? Because if you're just giving up, trying to just give up Ryan Tannehill, that's not going to fly. You got to have to give up Ryan Tannehill and some picks, or Ryan Tannehill and another player and a pick to get Aaron Rodgers. So to me, if you feel that strongly about, you know, Aaron Rodgers or any other quarterback, then make that move, because obviously you're second guessing what you have in house. So if you feel that strongly about Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Garoppolo, Tom Brady, make the move. Be, you know, just do it and move on. Don't go, because I think it, ultimately, if you keep going back and forth with this thing, you're not doing any justice to Ryan Tannehill, who has been nothing but a professional for you the last 5 years. So if you're going to, if you want to change quarterback, do it now. Like, do it. So Ryan then can have his opportunity to go with another team, get settled, get his family settled, and move on. But don't be like in this middle, whether, do we want Aaron? Do we want Tom? Do we want Derek? Maybe, maybe not. No. Be definitive. Either you're keeping your quarterback or you're not, and allow him to then do what he needs to do. Because if he's been trouble, then I wouldn't care. But Ryan has been nothing but a professional. He's played through pain. He's been the quarterback that you thought he would be when he came in.
Didn't we talk about the guarantee? Isn't there like $100 million guaranteed to Aaron Rodgers?
Somewhere around there.
Something like that.
He has.
I'm looking at
SpotRac
right now. I don't know all of the how to read this. It says yearly cash, $59,000,000.
Now, he can restructure that if he wanted to. He could help a team out.
Yeah. What's his track record of that?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, we know, right? So all I'm saying is you have an organization that is not a deep, deep-pocketed ownership organization. True?
True.
We wonder if they'll have the cash to really do the Jeffrey Simmons thing right, or will they be compromised? That's come into question, right? So the writing in cash. So that's not a fit right there. Number two, are they one player away from winning a championship?
The Titans?
To pick up a 40-year-old quarterback.
No,
As great as he is.
They're not one player away, but I think, you know, that quarterback would boost their potential of making the playoffs, the Super Bowl tremendously, but they need more.
Yeah, I mean, I see that, but I still think it's a stretch.
Yeah.
To say you get him, all of a sudden you're right there with Kansas City, or should they be more in a build mode? So I don't see the fit. I don't see it. And I think, again, they're gonna come back. It's gonna be very difficult to find a taker if you're actually trading. I mean, if they were to just say, here, take him. Uh-huh. Here's the contract. You got to pay him the money. You got to figure out what to do with the rest of your roster, and you still may not be the contender. But then there's, on top of that, what are you going to give up for Aaron Rodgers? And, you know, what do the Packers expect in return? I'd love to know what the trade market's going to be. Now, the fact that the salary cap has gone up, I do think might have some more suitors in there going, oh, maybe we could make this work. So I'm curious about that part of it. But I just feel like we're in this song and dance every year, and he ends up back on the Packers every time.
Yeah.
And I do wonder, at what point is it going to be different? Because at what point are you going to do this 3 years in a row, and then the Packers just get sick of it? The Packers just get sick and tired of it. And I could see the Packers cutting ties at this point, because I'm with you, Willie. It's like the boy who cried wolf. It's like you want to retire and then you come back. You want to trade and then you come back. We've been through this song and dance. But I think there will get to a certain point where the Packers are like, look, we're done. We missed the playoffs this year. We could do that without a $50 million quarterback. We missed the playoffs this year. We could do that without dealing with all of your stuff. That you know, it always seems to deal with the 10-hour meetings, mm-hmm. to your point, and you know the off-the-field stuff that the Packers have had to deal with Aaron Rodgers. To your point about the contract, because I'm with you. When we originally started this conversation, when the Aaron Rodgers could potentially be traded conversation started, look, that's a really, really difficult contract to try and trade. So it's either, one, nobody's going to be interested in picking up that contract, or two, and that's going to be a lot easier to make the trade because no team is going to want to give the money and the picks, no smart team at least, mm-hmm. or two, they're going to have to negotiate with money. And I never thought that Aaron Rodgers would be the kind of guy to say, no, look, I'll take less money. If I need to take less money to rearrange things so I can get my weapons in here, then I will. I never thought Aaron Rodgers would be the kind of guy to do that. But he was on the Pat McAfee show last week, and he said there's a lot of teams because of COVID that are strapped. And if you're seeing with a lot of different contracts, they're pushing more money out in deals. They're creating void years to allow for an easier cap hit, so there would be some adjustments for sure. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, look, I understand that my contract is massive, and it's all fully guaranteed. $100 million over the next 2 years, fully guaranteed. Nobody wants to get into bed with that with a 40-year-old quarterback. He's saying here, look, I acknowledge that, and I'm willing to bend and break there. That could totally just be fodder. He could be willing to bend and break by a couple million, but he still wants his cash. I don't know exactly how much he would be willing to bend or break, but I think both mm-hmm. him and the Packers will get into a situation where one of them has to.
Yeah, in order to move him, I believe, you're going to have to do something with that contract. And again, I don't feel sorry for Aaron Rodgers because he knew exactly what he was doing when he signed this contract. And listen, get your money if you want to. But this is why, again, he will never be in the same breath as a Tom Brady and a Peyton Manning, to me, at least to me, because those guys wanted to win their whole career. Like, they wanted to win from day one, from year one to year 22 for Tom Brady. He still wants to win. You can see it on the field, off the field. Peyton Manning was the same way. Aaron Rodgers isn't that way. It's like, to me, he's gotten to a point where he's cool with just winning one Super Bowl. He's cool with winning 3 or 4 MVPs. So he can walk away and be fine with that. I'm basing that on the what has happened with him and the Green Bay Packers. I understand you wanting your money, but if you want all your money and the team is suffering because of it, then something's wrong here. You know, they couldn't sign. They were on hold for a while. Now, I don't know if they really wanted to sign Davante Adams or not. I couldn't imagine them not wanting to sign him. But you held that franchise handcuffed long enough to where Davante Adams was like, you know what? I'm gone. Damn him. He want his money. I'm trying to get mine. I'm leaving. You know, he showed you how much he cared about keeping Davante Adams and some of those other guys that they needed to keep. So to me, he might as well, if any team is willing to get him, you better be prepared for the same crap that Green Bay is going through. Retirement, not retirement. I don't think he has the passion to play. I really don't. He likes the money. He likes being considered, you know, one of the great. But beyond that, he's cool. He's cool with it. You know, he's cool with just going out there and just throwing passes and damn if I win, damn if I don't. Because to me, that showed when you signed that contract again. Get your money, but it showed when you signed that contract. When I see people like Tom Brady, who's the greatest of all time, each and every year, he finds a way to make sure that his team is good enough to win. If that means leaving $10 million on the table, so be it. Give it to somebody else. Aaron Rodgers is selfish. Tom Brady's not. That's why he will never, ever, regardless of his ability to play the game, he will never be in Tom's air, ever.
So are you in or out? Should the Titans be interested?
It's like,
you're out.
If they do it, great. But if you do it, it better work. It better work. If you don't do it, then great. I'm cool with, you know, having Ryan Tannehill. But again, I've always said, get your quarterback for the future. If you're going to keep Ryan, which I'm cool with it, but make sure you get your quarterback of the future, because Ryan ain't got number maybe two or three more years, if that.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. My question to Willie, my question to D-Mace, and my question to you. Your calls, your texts. Should the Titans be interested in Aaron Rodgers, since Adam Schefter reported over the weekend that the Packers, a whole lot of teams that I'm going through in my head, that the Packers could be interested in trading Aaron Rodgers? We'll get into your phones coming up next, plus what I think about what the Titans should do in terms of the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. We'll get into all of that coming up next. It's Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game.
I just think the AFC makes more sense. Let's go back to what happened with Favre. The Buccaneers were interested. The Jets were interested. They preferred, at that time, the Packers to deal him in the AFC. I believe the same thing, if they go that route, would happen again. So what are the places that would be in play? What would be potential landing spots for Aaron Rodgers?
Raiders, Colts, one, Jets.
And I'll throw another one in there. Where's he building a home?
Well, he has raw land in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, he does. That's interesting. All those places that you just outlined all need a quarterback, all need to upgrade at the position, all would be in the market for a veteran. Yep. Why would any of those teams not have a discussion with the Green Bay Packers about trying to make a trade happen?
There you go. That was Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show earlier this week. Potential landing spots for Aaron Rodgers. And now, Adam Schefter said, just his opinion on ESPN, he said, I don't think that the Packers are going to trade. If they do, they're going to trade Aaron Rodgers to an AFC team, not to an NFC team. Now, that's Adam Schefter's opinion. And honestly, I kind of agree. Why would the Packers trade NFC. Aaron Rodgers within the conference? That doesn't make any sense. So, looking at AFC teams, it says the Raiders, the Colts, the Jets, the Titans are thrown in there, and I don't think that that can be ignored, because that was the one team that Adam Schefter named himself. Pat McAfee named the Jets, the Colts, the Raiders, and those are all teams that make sense that would be in for Aaron Rodgers, because those teams don't have quarterbacks. And those teams all have owners that want to go for it. Jim Irsay is probably salivating at the mouth over the opportunity to potentially have Aaron Rodgers. But Adam Schefter is the one that pointed out the Titans, which I don't think can be ignored. But Adam Schefter also said those are all teams that need quarterbacks. The Titans don't need a quarterback. The Titans have a quarterback. The Jets, the Colts, the Raiders, they need quarterbacks. The Jets have Zach Wilson, but we already know they don't want Zach Wilson. So those teams need quarterbacks. The Titans are now in a privilege where they don't need a quarterback. But I do think that there are some pros and cons for the Titans going into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. And I think the cons are pretty obvious. And two that you already laid out. One, it's the cash. It's the money. Aaron Rodgers would be expensive. But I look at that like an Amy problem. You know, that's not a reason why I should be deterred from Aaron Rodgers coming to the Titans. If that is a move that the Titans would want to make, those are all adjustments that the Titans know that they have to make, whether that's negotiating with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers about adjusting the salary so it's not all money coming out of Amy Adams Strunk's pocket. Those are all adjustments that they can make under the cap to make it work, where they can sign Jeffrey Simmons, where they can bring in some veteran offensive linemen to bolster up this offensive line. That is not my job to fit that under the cap, but that is something that they can do. And then also, you got to deal with Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's not easy to do. That is something that the Packers are already fed up with, especially within an organization that preaches no one player is bigger than another. No one guy is bigger than the team. Mike Vrabel and Aaron Rodgers, I think, would do nothing but butt heads, even though they've talked about being buddies, even though Aaron Rodgers has talked about how much he loves Mike Vrabel. I do think that with Aaron Rodgers' demeanor and his personality and the fact that he's all about me, 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 that is a very obvious clash within the culture of this organization. So, and I know that there are so many people out there that are listening and thinking, just enough with the Aaron Rodgers talk. Like, your eyes are probably rolling in the back of your head talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Titans. You probably think that there is no way and the Titans shouldn't be in the conversation. But I think it's important to have this conversation because it is Aaron Rodgers. Because he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Because he has won a Super Bowl. Because he would instantly elevate your team. Wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, that team is going to be in conversation to be a favorite for the Super Bowl. Because it's Aaron Rodgers, and that's what Aaron Rodgers brings to a team. That's how much he can elevate your team. So that's why I think this conversation is important. And to the point that that Adam Schefter just said, that clip in the Pat McAfee show, he says, why would any team not at least have a discussion about Aaron Rodgers? You know, we can get into the semantics, we can get into the specifics, but why wouldn't we at least have a discussion about it? Because it's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, having a discussion and wanting to bring him in is two different things. Adam Schefter, a lot of people got land or houses here that are current players, that are former players. Hell, I mean, people talk in this town, talk a little bit too damn much, I think. but his receiver, they end up Cobb. He supposedly he has a house here. So are we trying to get Randall Cobb too? I mean, Kittle's. He has a house here. Are we trying to get Kittle's as well? I mean, everybody got a house here. So are we going to just assume because they got houses or land here that all of a sudden this is a destination spot to play? No, this is a destination spot to live, and we know why. Because of some of the, you know, tax implements you get or the money you save on your money as a whole. But to me, the Titans – It doesn't make sense to me, and it got to make sense in order for me. Like I said, whether they get him or not, that's up to them. But realistically, does it make sense that they go out and get him? They have a quarterback. They still got to build this team up. They got holes that they got to fill. They got other free agents that they have to potentially sign. One of the biggest free agents that will hit the market next season, not this upcoming offseason, but the next upcoming offseason, is Jeffrey Simmons. You got to sign him along with other players. So to me, it just, from a money standpoint, it doesn't make sense. How do you fit it all in when you got other guys that you have to, that are homegrown, that you drafted, that have been really good players that you need to sign back to your roster? Oh, and by the way, you got a quarterback that still has a year or two left on his deal, and you don't know if you can move him or not. And he's been a good quarterback. Has he been great? No. But he's been good enough for you to get into the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. You just need to surround that quarterback with more players. And going to get Aaron Rodgers in that contract, you're not going to be able to do it. Oakland doesn't make sense to me because I don't think McDaniels is going to want to deal with Aaron Rodgers. He would rather go get Tom Brady or someone else. They're trying to get rid of Derek Carr because of the money he's making. They don't want to then bring another guy in that we got to pay for the next 2 years $100 million to, and we don't know if we're going to win the Super Bowl. What people don't understand is Aaron Rodgers had a team set up to win. The last time he won a Super Bowl, I was playing in the NFL. He's had a team to win, and he hasn't been able to do it. And it's been his fault. It's been his fault in the playoffs. He hasn't played well. Why do I want to go out and get that at 40 years old? I don't want to touch that if I'm the Titans, really. But if they do, fine. But they're going to have to deal with, if they don't win it, then they got to turn around and look at their fans and tell them and explain to them after they've given up everything to go get this man. And they got to pay him for the next two seasons.
I would argue if the Titans go out and get Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. that's their message to the fans. We're going for it.
Yeah. Well, you better win.
We want to win a Super Bowl. Who do you think is one of the top three quarterbacks in the league?
Aaron Rodgers is a top three quarterback or top four.
But
five.
Think about Joe Burrow, for example. Joe Burrow, I think, is one of the top three quarterbacks in the league. Uh-huh. He hasn't won a Super Bowl.
No.
So if that is what the Titans choose to do, is to go out and get Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or another veteran quarterback, really just Aaron Rodgers.
I'll go get Tom before I get Aaron Rodgers any day of the week.
That's the franchise's message, that we are going for it and we want to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If you don't, that's your message to the fans. We tried. We tried. And if it doesn't work mm-hmm. and Aaron Rodgers retires a Titan, then fine. We'll go out and find another quarterback of the future, and we'll build this team back up. But I think that's the message that can be, is we tried. We tried to go get our quarterback.
But how do you build if it costs you two first-round picks or something?
It's going to be hard to do it.
How is that coming along?
If it does cost two first round picks,
it's going to be hard.
I don't know what the market would be for Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what the Packers would be demanding to trade out Aaron Rodgers. You know, the pickup Jordan Love's option, that's my message that, hey, we're moving forward without Aaron Rodgers. And if we want to get rid of him, if we want to dump his salary, and if we just want to be rid of the nonsense, I think that the Packers would be willing to negotiate. Now, that depends on what the market would be. The Jets just hired Nathaniel Hackett, who is a really not a very good coach, is what we've seen. So, I mean, that's the Jets saying, we want Aaron Rodgers. Maybe the Jets are willing to say, hey, we will trade four first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers. And if that's the case, then I'm not interested. But, you know, if it's not, if it's, hey, we'd like a whatever it is, and it's a reasonable ask, and they're willing to eat some of the cash, or Aaron Rodgers is willing to negotiate the salary. I mean, those are all semantics. At the end of the day, the question really is, should the Titans be interested?
I say no.
I say if you're interested, it is what it is.
You know, have the discussion, sure. Practically, I don't think it's practical. Too much cash, 40 years old, new stadium coming up, roster is thin, new GM, time to build. Like, this is a new movement, I think, to build the entire roster, not to put all your eggs in one basket for 1 year. So,
especially at that
to
price.
To me, it's pretty simple. I think this is... less than 2% that this happens. I'll say 1.5% that this actually has any legs at all.
Well, my thing is, if you're going to do that, go get Tom Brady. You ain't got to give up nothing.
Well, then let's get into
that. That's true. Now, that's the difference, is Brady, in theory, will just be a free agent. You just pay him whatever you can do, and Tom Brady might be able to work with you if he's interested in your team. That's where I wonder about that.
Let's get into that, because we've heard a whole lot about Aaron Rodgers, as we always do. We know that Aaron Rodgers does a whole lot of talking. Tom Brady doesn't. So what's the deal with that? We'll get into that coming up next. And, of course, your phone call, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. It's Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 1025-1063 The Game. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 1025-1063 The Game and The Game Nashville app. Should the Titans be at least interested, look into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes? That's all I'm saying. We'll continue to take your phones on this, but I also want to look at the NFL quarterback carousel as a whole, because I think it's so fascinating how little we truly know about the future of the NFL quarterback carousel. You look at the Aaron Rodgers situation. We know with the Schefter report that the Packers could be interested in trading Aaron Rodgers. We know what's going on in Aaron's world. He talks to Pat McAfee every single week. He's not afraid to share what he's thinking about. We know that the Jets would love to sell out to get Aaron Rodgers. They just hired Nathaniel Hackett to be their offensive coordinator. Nathaniel Hackett, who didn't even last a year in Denver, after Denver hired him to sell out to get Aaron Rodgers. So we know what's going on in Aaron Rodgers' world. Looking at Derek Carr, we've heard, we know that he posted his farewell to the city of Vegas, the city of Oakland, and thanked the Raiders organization. He basically said, look, I'm cutting my ties with the Raiders because they've already shown me that they don't want me. We also know that the Raiders have not granted permission for Derek Carr to seek a trade. We know that his $40 million is guaranteed on February 15th. So we're about two-ish weeks away from Derek Carr's money being guaranteed, and he still has not been granted permission to seek a trade. So Derek Carr and his landing spot is up in the air. We know about that. We know what's going on. We know what some players want. We don't know what some players want. But what we haven't heard really anything about is Tom Brady. And the last that we've heard from Tom Brady and his future and what he was thinking was on the Let's Go podcast a few weeks ago. This was Tom Brady.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You've said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. Scratchy.
Okay, so that's the last that we've heard from Tom Brady. And he told us absolutely nothing other than he's sick and tired of being asked about where he's going to go next. So I wonder why.
I mean, because I don't think he's really decided. Tom had a lot going on this past year. More importantly, just personally, he had a lot going on. And I think he just want to step back and kind of, you know, regroup and assess some things before he make a decision on, you know, because ultimately Tom can pick where he wants to go. There are about 5 or 6 teams that would love his services. So he gets to pick where he wants to go.
There could be 32 teams that want his services.
Yeah. But he, essentially, you know, the two biggest free agents this year, I'm taking Lamar Jackson out of it because I do think and I hope that Baltimore re-signs him. They don't. I don't know what to say about that one. But there's only really two free agents, high-profile free agents. That's Geno Smith and Tom Brady that are, like, legitimate free agents that somebody is willing to go out and possibly pay some money. I think Seattle is probably more inclined to keep Geno.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe sign him to a shorter deal. You know, is he going to get the $40 million? Probably not. He'd get in between that $30 and $35 million as a starting quarterback. That's the going rate. That's what he will get. And he deserves it because he played well. But Tom is the only guy, really, that, you know, he's going to be able to, you know, assess the teams that are really in need for a quarterback and see which one better fits him. And if I'm the Tennessee Titans, I am pivoting strongly away from Aaron Rodgers. And if you want to change quarterbacks, then I'm putting all my effort into trying to get Tom Brady. I am, because I think Geno's re-signing in Seattle. I think Lamar is going to be back. And even if you don't, even if Lamar doesn't sign a long-term deal, they still can keep him for another year under the franchise tag, exclusive franchise tag. I believe that's what it is, and it's upwards of like $40-something million. So the only guy really left at this point is Tom Brady. And if I'm the Titans, yeah, I would kick all four tires trying to see what would entice Tom to come here. But if I'm doing that, I need to do it very quickly, and I need to let Ryan Tannehill know. But I gotta be definite. If you make that pivot to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, any one of these quarterbacks, you gotta have a plan in place, because Ryan's still sitting over here. And to me, you know, once you go that route and try to get another quarterback, I mean, you can't. But it's hard to go back to Ryan if you're not able to get those quarterbacks. Hard to go back to Ryan and say, oh, you know, Ryan, we're sorry. You know, we want you back. Please come on back.
He is under contract.
Yeah. I mean, he would, because he's under contract. But that's a sour taste in your mouth. Like, and I know, you know, Ryan would use that as motivation. And maybe it's a good thing, you know. But you got to have a plan in place or a trade in place before you really get down and dirty trying to get Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers, either one. But I'm thinking more so Tom Brady, because you can get him in free agency. You don't have to pay as much money, and you don't have to give up capital for it.
I wonder what the price will end up being for Brady, presuming he's going to play. And I also think the other big factor is Tom Brady has to show interest in your team. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it's going to line up. I would put my chips on Ryan Tannehill being the quarterback
again
next year. I don't see the way to go. I also, again, if I'm Rand Carthon, I know what he said about the quarterback position, but the roster building is going to be essential. Mm-hmm. And it all starts with Jeffrey Simmons. That he's got so many things on the plate to try to improve the roster. And what would be attractive to Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady if they're going to change teams? A roster that could win. And I don't think they have that right now. So, and I don't think they're going to have it. I think it's more of a 2 to 3 year process, I think, realistically. And so I just don't think it lines up from either side. So I would try to keep grinding away at building the roster. I'm staying with Tannehill, and I'm eyeing the draft to see if the guy is out there this year. If it's not, then I'll move on to next year. But I think that's got to be the focus, rather than chase the legend who is 40-plus years old. I just I just don't think it's practical.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll continue to get your calls, your texts, your thoughts on that. We don't know what Brady's next landing spot is going to be. We also don't know who is going to be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers next year. I'll explain why both of those things matter and why both of those things matter for the Tennessee Titans coming up next. 615-737-1025. Caroline, really, D-Mace, 1025, 1063 the game.
What do you think of Ryan Tannehill, and is he your quarterback?
I don't think that's fair. At this point, we're still evaluating the roster. I am, you know, and that's going to take further conversations with me and Mike. Ryan has been great here. He's won a lot of football games, and I look forward to us winning football games, but I still need more time, you know, to evaluate and make those decisions. As you know, this is a quarterback-driven league, and people are hired and fired every day over that position. So we want to – I want to spend more time evaluating that position, so I'll have my own opinion, and Mike and I will confer and figure it out.
There you go, Rand Carthon on Ryan Tannehill, not committing to Ryan Tannehill, and he shouldn't commit to Ryan Tannehill. If the Titans do want to be in the quarterback market this offseason, they absolutely should. I mean, Ryan Tannehill is a fine quarterback. Ryan Tannehill is under contract, but the Titans absolutely can upgrade at the quarterback position. Now, I said last week, I wanted Trey Lance. If Rand Carthon loved Trey Lance and he was one of the guys that was banging on the table to say, we have to trade those three first-round picks to go get Trey Lance and bring him to the San Francisco 49ers, and Rand Carthon believed in Trey Lance, there could be a market for Trey Lance because the 49ers could absolutely trade Trey Lance if they wanted to stick with Brock Purdy as their starting quarterback. I thought on Sunday that dream died. I did. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, Brock Purdy is injured. Brock Purdy didn't get the 49ers to the Super Bowl, which is what Tim Hasselbeck, who will join us in just about 15 minutes, what he said that was going to have to be the bare minimum that Brock Purdy was going to have to do in order for the San Francisco 49ers to move forward with Brock Purdy as their starting quarterback. So I thought that dream died. Until I looked at Mike Sando's pick six in The Athletic. And now Mike Sando polls a bunch of execs and former execs and coaches and NFL guys and ask them these questions. So this isn't Mike Sando's opinion. This is an NFL executive's opinion. And this is why Brady's potential landing spot is important to the Titans. Because this NFL exec, not from the 49ers, but an NFL exec within the league says, I think the 49ers will trade Trey Lance to the Tennessee Titans, and then they will end up with Brady. Brady will play 1 year for his home team, and they will have Brock Purdy as the backup. That is the chatter. They have the defense already. Brady wants to win one more, and this is right up the 49ers' alley. So Brady to the 49ers makes perfect sense. He's from San Francisco. That's the team that he grew up rooting for. That's the team that was in conversation when he was going to Tampa. And they have a team around the quarterback that's ready to win a Super Bowl now. I mean, they were in the NFC Championship with a third-string quarterback. Brady to the 49ers makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. So why hold on to Purdy and Brady and Trey Lance? And you could say, well, you know, Brock Purdy's injury is up in the air. 6 months, they're saying now. So that would bring Purdy back in June. But that's also kind of up in the air based on if he needs surgery, if he needs Tommy John, that's going to be much longer than 6 months. But that is where I see a path for the Titans to be in the trade market. If the 49ers bring in Brady, if the Titans aren't in the Brady or Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, or if they lose the Brady or Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, Brady goes to the 49ers. That leaves Trey Lance up for grabs.
I can't see the 49ers saying, hey, look, we've won a lot of games over the last 4 years, and we've really won a lot of games when we've had just decent quarterback play. What would our team look like if we had really good quarterback play? Now, Tom Brady, you got to say he may not be the top of the top anymore, but if you think he's a significant upgrade from the level of quarterback you've been getting, I can absolutely see them going in that direction. It's time to win now. You've got the roster. You're not going to have the roster for the next 5 years while mm-hmm. you see if Trey Lance develops, or if you see if Brock Purdy is for real, or if he turns into a guy that looks a lot more like just an average overachiever, mm-hmm. right? So I can see that. That's why they made the move for Christian McCaffrey. They threw the chips down to try to win now. And so that's probably going to set them in a cycle. So I can definitely see that happening. I think my question would be, if you believe in Trey Lance, and Rand Carthon would have good insight on that. You know, what's it worth? What are you willing to give up to go get a guy like that who hasn't really done anything yet in the league? That would be the question for me, because I do think I would be open to that. If I'm the Titans and you really believe in this guy, you know this guy better than almost anybody else. As long as you could get him at a reasonable price, I think that's a fair thing. Because, Derek, you've been saying you need to get the guy. Get the next guy. You could even bring in Trey Lance, and I think for maybe a year or so, he'd still be on the rookie contract, right? You could even have him with Ryan Tannehill for a year.
So he'd have,
in theory, right?
2 more years on the rookie contract.
Okay.
So that's the difficult thing, is you have 2 years to decide if Trey Lance is your quarterback of the future. And that's difficult sometimes. Sometimes you don't really know if your guy is your guy until you're 3 or 4. So that's the difficult thing that the Titans are dealing with. But the key here is Rand Carthon. Rand Carthon knows Trey Lance. Rand Carthon has seen more of Trey Lance than any of us have seen of Trey Lance, because he's an unproven commodity. All we've seen is a handful of preseason games from Trey Lance, and that's really about it. And then a few snaps in the regular season. But that's the key, is Rand Carthon. Was Trey Lance a Rand Carthon guy? If so, there you go. That's your explanation. Now, you'd have 2 years to decide if Trey Lance is your guy, if Trey Lance actually playing, because, of course, we know that, you know, GMs and execs can fall in love with players via the draft, and then they don't necessarily come to fruition. That's the only thing. You only have 2 years.
Yeah. Listen, Rand said it. That position will get you fired quickly. And if you're going to make that move, and a lot of it is predicated on, you know, because this surgery that, you know, Purdy is going to have, I believe, and if, you know, they say 6 months, well, what if it's longer than 6 months? I think San Fran has to know definitively that he can come back and be the same quarterback. See, that's what they're hinging their bets on, too. This guy has an elbow injury. He has surgery. Time on it, you go get Tommy 1, maybe 2 years. And if Purdy doesn't come back the way he left, now whoever the GM is, your job is gone. Especially if you don't win a Super Bowl with Tom, you might as well be looking for another job, because you were the one that allowed Trey Lance to get out of the building when Brock Purdy was hurt, and you didn't know whether he was going to come back fully healthy or not. So I think San Fran will really, really be patient with the Trey Lance deal, with his trade, because they got to know that Brock Purdy is going to come back fully healthy. Because, again, this team, the way they play, the way they're coached, they won't be in a position to draft a quarterback unless they do what they did with Trey Lance and move all the way up in the draft just to get him.
But that's the importance of Brady.
Yeah, but
Brady goes to San Francisco.
But it's only a 1, maybe 2 year deal. And if you don't win a Super Bowl and you don't have a backup quarterback, because this Purdy situation, his surgery didn't turn it, he wasn't the same player when he came back, you're getting fired. That's just plain and simple. You're going to get fired as a GM. That's, you're gone. Look for another team.
I think you have to be thinking, okay, what are my chances of winning the Super Bowl? How much do they go up if I have Tom Brady for a year?
I think they go up.
And then what do the 49ers, you know, their scouting, their player people, their coaches, what do they think privately of Trey Lance? Have they soured on him in 2 years? You know, he's played 4 games or started 4 games, you know.
It hasn't been nothing great. But then again, they're going to lose their defensive coordinator too. So will that defense be the same? Because we know that, yeah, you can have from a personnel standpoint, you can have a good team on defense. But if you don't have the right person calling those plays, those defensive plays, or offensive plays, you can go from a great defense to an average defense. We've seen it. I've seen it. I understand that. So they're going to be losing D'Amico Ryans as well. So that's another hole they're going to have to fill. So to me, and again, this goes to Rand too. If you go out there and hinge everything on getting Trey Lance, and you tell Amy, hey, this is the guy, this is our guy, and you convince Mike, this is the guy, both of y'all together, go to Amy, this is the guy, all right, we bring him in, and if you don't look no better and you look worse, you're gone too.
That's why the price. Both of
so you gotta this. It has to be done very, very delicately, and you gotta do your due diligence on this.
And that, and then to me, that what the question is down on is, what are you willing to give up? Mm-hmm. I'm not willing to give up the farm to get Trey Lance. If I can get him for a bargain in a situation where I sort of catch the 49ers going for it, mm-hmm. they're putting all their chips in the next year or two. They're going in that direction. And that, and because of that, they're willing to part with Trey Lance, you know, for pennies on the dollar. Like, I'm not willing to give the 49ers what they gave up to get him.
No.
That's not how this works. I'm not willing to do that. But if I can get him at a reasonable price, you know, maybe without having to give up a first-round pick, maybe it's a second or a third or maybe a couple of seconds, you know, I wheel and deal on that part of it, then I'm very interested. I'm looking at it. If I'm Rand Carthon, I see a lot of things that I like about Trey Lance, if that's the case.
And I think that's a very, very realistic possibility, mm-hmm. because in this same Mike Sando Pick 6 article in The Athletic, it says, from one exec in the NFL, says, I don't think Trey Lance has a high enough trade value right now to trade him. An agent who represents quarterbacks in the NFL says they'll let Jimmy G walk, have Purdy compete with Lance, and the job will be Purdy's to lose. They'll be open to a Lance trade, knowing that that's a long shot. So if they're going into it already saying there's probably not much of a market, and it's probably going to be a long shot to trade Trey
Even
Lance,
better.
But yeah. we want to trade Trey Lance, yeah. the Titans can say, hey, we'll give you a third.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nothing
now
to lose.
You could have your quarterback of the future.
And you still have Ryan and you still have Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. Exactly. That to me seems like a pretty decent situation.
But if it works out for Rand Carthon, he'll be here for another 5 years or 10 years.
You'll have a statue, Rand exactly. Carthon. Welcome to Nashville.
John Robinson has a 61% winning percentage, largely mm-hmm. because he made a very little ballyhooed deal at the time mm-hmm. for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked like a genius
that,
doing
that
it.
That turned this team into a really good team. That was a great right. move that nobody was really talking about. Nobody speculated it in the offseason. Mm-hmm. That dropped out of the sky when I read it. Mm-hmm. We hadn't talked about it one second. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan Tannehill, maybe he'll end up on the Titans. Nobody was saying that on any of the shows, right? Anywhere. Not on the national platform or anything. And when they made it, everybody's like, oh, okay, made a deal.
He'll
okay.
be the backup.
He'll be the backup, and maybe you got a little insurance if Marcus Mariota. I mean, there wasn't even a heavy talk of him usurping Mariota. Mariota kind of just played his way out of the job. Tannehill took advantage of the opportunity, and you see what happened. So there's a lot of different ways you can sort of hit the jackpot. Not that Robinson hit the jackpot. They didn't win a Super Bowl. But he made his tenure here a successful one because he upgraded the quarterback for a very small price.
On the cheap.
On the cheap.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck will join us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on the upcoming Super Bowl matchup, the weekend of the AFC Championship game, AFC and NFC Championship games, and the Titans quarterback carousel. All of that coming up next with Tim Hasselbeck, Caroline Willie DeMace, 1025-1063 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.